Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Speaking of short, it could be a short stay for Josh McDaniels out in Vegas. My goodness. Rob, every Thursday on First Things First, I do a Bud List, which is Broussard's under duress list.
Oh, I thought and that had something to do with weed. Okay, let's say I thought that was something else.
Josh McDaniels was number one on the Bud List. He was 11-20 in Denver, and we know he got fired in large part because of Spygate 2, caught cheating. And now he's 0-3. His team has the worst record in the league. This was a season where they expected big things from the Las Vegas Raiders, even though they were in a tough division, the toughest in the league, purportedly. But they're 0-3, worst record in the league. Heck, even the Houston Texans, the only other winless team, at least they tied a game.
Right.
So their record's even better than the Raiders. It has been horrible. And Rob, one of his former players with the Broncos laid into him something fierce on Twitter. Rob G, bring us up to speed on this.
Oh, it was all bad. Tyler Palumbis, who played tackle for those Broncos teams during that, 1.5 seasons that Josh McDaniels was there in Denver, And he opened up a can on McDaniels on Twitter. It was a thread. I'm not going to read all of it, just a few highlights.
Right, we don't have all
it
day.
It was five tweets, but here's a couple of highlights talking about Josh McDaniels. This was after they traded away all their nucleus, including Jay Cutler, who was their starting quarterback at the time. Josh McDaniels told the team, quote, "Fellas, don't worry about the quarterback situation. I can turn a high school quarterback into an all-pro." Okay. He would start off every single practice with a 10-minute bad football reel from the day before where he would dog cuss you and your coach out for any bad play from practice 24 hours ago. He had slogans painted on the walls, and if a player forgot what one of the slogans read, like, say, that one above the left window in the in the locker
in
room.
In the library.
Yeah, then you were getting chewed out. And last but not least, according to Columbus, that McDaniels told him during their exit meeting that he was one of the worst players that he'd played with, but and he was really terrible. But don't worry about it because I'm going to be gone anyways.
Wait, McDaniels said that?
Yes. Said, I don't care. I'm getting out of here.
Well, was that? See, I read that tweet too. And I my impression was that that was a position coach who Palumbo met with, his position coach.
No. That was
you
him.
Positive?
I'm positive. Reading it right here. I had an exit interview with my coach. Spent 10. Oh,
right,
yeah, you're right.
Coach.
You're right, Chris. I stand corrected. You're correct. Apparently,
get used
his,
to saying that,
his position
like that.
Coach humility. Hated Josh McDaniels just as much as the team did. I'm
but
sorry.
But read that. Read what he said because the position, that was telling.
Here it is. He said he was concerned for him. Palumbo, then the coach says, "Coach, you all right?" Coach says, "That's a hard
well, let me explain. Hold on.
I'm reading
so
it.
So Palumbo met with his coach, his position coach, I guess the offensive line coach.
For an exit interview.
Yes, exit interview at the end of the season. And the coach was ripping Palumbo, telling him about all the things he needed to work on, didn't do well. And Palumbo's the demeanor of the position coach was so bad. He said he was depressed.
And miserable.
He was sad and miserable. That Palumbo, despite him ripping Palumbo, Palumbo was really like, "Coach, like, you good? You okay?" And then Rob G, take it from there.
Then he says, "That's a hard man to work for." Palumbo says, "So are you coming back?" Coach says, "Hell no." Says, "Oh, are you getting fired or are you leaving?" Coach says, "I don't care, but I'm getting the hell out of here."
That's telling, Rob.
Wow. That is
telling. I look, the stuff that we know Josh McDaniels was a good offensive coordinator. Great, you call him a great offensive coordinator if you want. And but Rob, how many times have we seen a guy that was a good coordinator, offense, defense, whatever, just not be a good head coach? And it appears that that could be the case with Josh McDaniels. It's early, kind of. But in the history of the NFL, only six teams that were 0-3 have ever made the playoffs. They do have a 17-game season. They do have an extra playoff team, so maybe that'll help. But they lose this weekend, Rob. They play Denver, which obviously is trying to win it for its own self. They're 2-1. They need a good showing. They lose to this game, and their season's pretty much over.
I'm going to say this. They have way too much talent to be 0-3. It's ridiculous with the additions that they made, including Devontae Adams, their big acquisition.
Who's got 48 yards receiving in the last two
exactly,
games.
Chris, which is a ridiculous number. But my point is, I'm putting the ranch on the Raiders this weekend. I believe, Rob G, you hear what I'm saying? They have to win. They have way too much talent. If they're 0-4, you got to consider making a move. Something's terribly wrong in that organization. Yeah, something.
Well, here's
wrong.
What I'll say, Rob. They and look, you are what your record says you are, right? You're here to win games. There's no moral victories. Their games, though, and Rob G certainly would attest to this. They've been close. All right, and they have not, they lost the first one by 5, the second one by 6, the third one by 2. Now, they haven't played the best teams. The Chargers, they lost by 5. That was a good team, certainly in week 1. But the Cardinals, they blew that. They lost by 6. And then the Titans, they lost by 2. Neither one of those teams very good, at least to this point. But Rob, so what are you, I mean, are you saying if they lose this game, he's officially like on the hot seat, might not get through the season?
I would have to see what's going on there, because they shouldn't be. This is a team that made the playoffs a year ago. Arguably, Chris, they got better. Wouldn't you say that? Didn't they
Everybody,
get better?
Everybody, even though I didn't pick them to make the playoffs, I did think they would be a better team.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying that you have to check and see what's happening here. Where's the disconnect that a team that, or at least on paper, got better? And then, you know, the losing close. I worked in Detroit for 20 years. I heard that excuse over and over. Most NFL games, Chris, are decided by 5 points or less. So losing close doesn't mean anything. I'm telling you. I don't buy into that.
I don't think they're that bad of a team, though.
They shouldn't be 0-3. You're almost out of the running for the playoffs. I mean, that's what you need, a miracle finish in that division. I'm sorry. You're just about done, and that's why I believe they're going to win this week, because they can't afford to lose this game. And I'm sorry, but Denver's not that good, and they got a bad coach. I haven't seen it. I just don't believe in Denver. I think if you're the Raiders, and that game is in Las Vegas, correct?
Yes.
And if you don't win that game, there's major issues behind the scenes.
Well, if they don't win that game, their next game is at Kansas City. So you're looking at 0-5 if they lose that game against Denver. Now, the schedule does lighten up from there. You got Houston, New Orleans, Jacksonville, Indianapolis. Yeah, you win. If you beat Denver, even if you lose to Kansas City, and you're 4-1-4. But like I said, Houston, New Orleans, Jacksonville, like Indianapolis, you could right yourself and maybe get to 500 if you get together. Rob, if they get through that would be about, I think that'd be 9 games. If they're like 1-8 or, God forbid, 0-9, at that point, even maybe 2-7, that's when I think, I don't know that they'd fire him now. Maybe they would, just to, if it's that bad. But I certainly think he would be on the hot seat as far as coming back next season. I really believe that. Because if it's that bad, I mean, they can't let this thing play out.
He doesn't
too
have
long.
A record. His record was bad in his previous job. And right. Maybe he's just cut out, and maybe you finally get to look at it and say, you know what, maybe he's not a head coach.
The things that player tweeted, Rob, that's kind of high school stuff. You know what I mean? And I'm all for, you know this, I'm all for tough coaching and stuff. But some of that stuff's just not treating guys like men. I mean, you know, having to memorize every, you know, saying in the building. He said it was like 20-something, you know, saying. I mean, some of that stuff's just unnecessary. And it can rub grown men the wrong way. And maybe apparently that is what he's done. You see this player come out. He lost his job after a year and a half in Denver. And I don't know if it's that bad yet, but certainly the record is.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You know what,
ESPN senior writer, former colleague of mine over at ESPN the magazine, does a fantastic job, and he has just released a new version, I should say, of his book, It's Better to Be Feared. Now, that one was a New York Times top 10 bestseller, named Book of the Year by several media outlets, and now he's got some new information in it. We welcome in Seth Wickersham. Seth, how are you?
Seth, what's up?
Great to hear your voice. Chris, how you doing?
I'm great, man. It's great to talk to you, always.
I do want to say, did you include the cheating notes, Cliff Notes, in this edition of the book or no?
Which cheating notes?
From the Patriots. I'm just kidding.
Rob never misses an opportunity to point that out.
I mean, I'm happy to talk about that. You know, I got a lot on in there about Spygate, what it meant, Deflategate. You know, that was some of the most interesting things because, again, you know, my book, it was about, you know, my goal with it was to take readers as close as I possibly could to the greatness of Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, but also show what the cost of that greatness was, some of the downside of it, not just give kind of the hokey sanitized version, give a full 360-degree look at it. And so I went deep on those scandals.
Well, what tell us about the Spygate? I mean, obviously the NFL and the Patriots would have you believe it was just kind of a one-time thing. Did you find, was this a pattern of, you know, stuff that they were doing? And, you know, tell us about how deep it was and maybe even if you think it was significantly responsible for some of their success.
Well, they did it since Belichick's first year in New England. I mean, they had an entire system where they took, you know, kind of low-level Patriot staffers, interns, and gave them media credentials to go down to the field, like craft production. And then they would film the opposing team sideline, and they try to match those signals with the play call so that they could try to get, you know, they could anticipate and predict what was coming. And, you know, I think anticipation is everything in football. And if you have someone as smart as Bill Belichick doing it and as smart as Ernie Adams, his right-hand man, doing it, you know that it gives you a difference. And, you know, they were warned three times by the NFL to stop doing it, and they kept doing it. Finally, it blew up against the New York Jets in 2007. And, you know, a lot of coaches, owners, executives thought that the Patriots got off easy from their Spygate penalties, and that's a reason why Deflategate, which was kind of a parking ticket violation, they came down so hard on Tom Brady. Like one owner had told me, it's a makeup call. And so that's one of the reasons why Deflategate kind of blossomed into this like international scandal was because of Spygate.
This is the reason I think when you talk about like Bill Belichick's greatness and even Tom Brady, and obviously you still have to play football and make the passes and all the other stuff. But there is a taint and there is a reason that some people just look at that organization and never gives it the full credit maybe that they deserve for all the winning that they did. Is that off base?
Well, I think they do both. I mean, there's some people who are always going to see them, you know, as people who violated the rules and who are serial cheaters. And look, during the 20-year dynasty of Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, they lost a first-round pick three times due to rule violations. Three times. So, you know, that's part of their record. You know, the NFL was viewed as complicit in Spygate to a certain extent because there was tapes that the NFL went to Foxborough, Massachusetts to view, and when they were done viewing them, the NFL executive stomped them into pieces in a boardroom at Gillette Stadium. You know, so people looked at it like they destroyed the evidence, and nobody ever knew how far the cheating went.
Right.
But that said, I mean, their greatness is unquestioned. I mean, you know, to be able to do what they did in this time is just, you know, it's unprecedented. I don't think it's going to be matched anytime soon. But, again, it did come with a cost, and I think you're seeing it. You saw it with some of these cheating scandals. You've seen it with some of the falling outs in terms of relationships that they've had. And I think that you're seeing it in terms of Tom Brady's personal life, the toll that his obsession with the game takes.
Well, and let's talk about that because I know one of the new things you've added as well is about that month-long retirement he had. So, you know, there was reporting that came out saying he was basically hoping to get to the Dolphins as an owner and then start playing. Well, how true is that stuff? And tell us the information that you got.
Well, I think that, look, the Dolphins were tampering. I don't think that Tom Brady was going to just jump out of retirement and become an executive with the Dolphins. I think that Brady, I don't think he's like the type that makes decisions like that quickly. But look, I mean, he, for someone who's like been, you know, in the public eye for two decades and has been kind of low drama as him with a couple of exceptions, you know, this has been a very dramatic year for him. I mean, last year at the end of last year, they lose that playoff game to the Rams in horrible fashion. He has been kind of souring on the Bucks, just feeling exhausted, stressed with all of his family commitments, stressed with work. And, you know, Jeff Darlington and Adam Schefter, my colleagues, report that he's going to retire. He denies that. 2 days after that, he retires, saying he wants to spend more time with his family. A week after that, he's saying he wants to return. And a month after that, he indeed returns. And he, you know, says, after a month away, I've learned that my place is on the field. And I wonder, like, what his family thinks about that, given that he kind of used them as the impetus to retire when they all knew that he was frustrated with Bruce Arians' Tampa Bay Bucks.
I was just going to ask you that, because he got Bruce Arians fired or displaced or whatever, you reassigned. I know he's still with the organization, but that's a fact, right?
Well, I don't know, but I think that everybody knew that Brady likes Bruce Arians a lot personally. Great dude. But he felt like that they weren't as buttoned up as he was used to. And when he left New England, he wanted to play in a different type of environment. And he kind of prized that more than winning. It's like he went from, like, Harvard to Florida State. But once you get in there and you start competing, he knows there's a right way to approach the game. And, you know, look, the year they won the Super Bowl, they were running New England's offense. They weren't running Bruce Arians' offense. And last year, he felt like that they just weren't as buttoned up as they should have been. And sure enough, they lose that playoff game after they come all the way back against the Rams. They lose a playoff game by isolating Cooper Kupp with a safety. I mean, a horrible decision. And I don't think that Brady needed to displace Bruce Arians. I think that everybody knew that, A, Brady wanted to return to play. So in a weird way, the Bucs kind of called his bluff. But, B, something had to be different. And, you know, Bruce Arians decided to take this executive job in the executive suite. And, of course, he ends up back at the sideline chirping on the refs last week.
One more thing, Seth.
Two weeks ago. This is incredible
information, man. I can't wait to read this. But before you go, and we got about a minute or so for your answer, you do have information also on Belichick and Brady's post-game meeting. Remember when they played a couple years ago, Brady's first trip back to Foxborough. Tell us about that.
Well, I mean, I think that, like, look, I went deep on that game because you just never have two football minds like that going against each other, two such astute guys. And it came down to the wire. And after the game, Belichick goes over to the Bucks locker room and meets with Brady. They hadn't met since Brady left. I mean, remember, I reported in the book, when Brady left, told Belichick that he was leaving New England, he thought it was revealing that Belichick didn't meet with him. Of course, Belichick ended up being out of town, but still, Brady thought it was revealing of the state of their relationship that they didn't meet. They end up talking for 20 minutes, and I think that there's, like, a lot of love between those two men, even if there's not always been a lot of like. And I think that, like, they're kind of like a divorced couple that agreed to be civil, and going forward has agreed to be civil for the sake of everybody, but they have no intention of getting remarried. I mean, like, a relationship as complicated as theirs is never going to be solved in a 20-minute conversation. That said, I think it was good that they met, and I think that there was a lot of mutual admiration expressed in that meeting.
Outstanding stuff, Seth. You always have done a great job in your articles and your book, so we look forward to this. Check it out. It's Better to Be Feared. Now it's available on paperback with new chapters and an epilogue. It's a New York Times bestseller. Great stuff, Seth. We appreciate you, man.
Good to talk to you guys. Thanks.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. We are going to go to baseball because, of course, Aaron Judge is doing something historic. Number one, first baseball player in 60 years to hit 60 home runs without the cloud of suspicion of PED use hanging over his head. But even if you include that and take out all the qualifiers, he still is tied now for the Yankees record for home runs. And the Yankees, of course, are the flagship franchise of the Major League Baseball. And he is tied for the American League record with Roger Maris. One more, and it all is his. So, on top of that, Rob, he's going for the Triple Crown, which only 14 players have ever done. So Aaron Judge having a tremendous season. We got to speak about it. Rob, you wrote about it today on Deadspin.com. Why don't you share with us what you wrote?
I'm convinced now that he's having the best season ever. And there's a lot of factors. This is not just about the home runs, which are good and big, but Barry Bonds hit more home runs. So it can't be more just about home runs. Because Barry Bonds hit more. Mark McGwire hit more. Sammy Sosa hit more.
Right.
So it's not just about home runs. It's about where we are in this game. The 244 batting average of all major leaguers. That's what it is, 244. It's the lowest batting average since the 1968 season, which was the year of the pitcher. When Denny McClain won 30 games and Bob Gibson had a 1.112 ERA and Sandy Koufax was God on the mound. Baseball lowered the mound the next year because the hitters didn't have any, it wasn't fair. They couldn't hit. That's where we are. It's harder to hit now than ever. And we're talking about pitchers who throw over 100 miles an hour, relievers who come from the bullpen or specialists to just pitch to a couple guys, fresh arms coming at you more than ever. There used to be a time when teams carried 10 pitchers. Now they carry like 14. The shift, which takes away hits, looks at the patterns where you hit the ball. So it's way harder to hit. So not only has Aaron Judge hit 61 home runs with a chance to break the American League record, which has stood for, you know, forever, 61 years, he's also has a chance to be a Triple Crown winner. 14 players. Baseball started in like the 1876. Only 14 guys have been able to do it. That's how hard it is. The last guy, Miguel Cabrera, 2012. Before Miguel Cabrera, Carl Yastrzemski in Boston in 1967. So two guys have done it since 1967. So the backdrop to me, the other part is, A, every game, every at-bat was meaningful because the Yankees are playing for something. And B, he has the pressure of playing for a contract and his future financially. I think when you wrap all those things together and have this guy excel and win the division for the Yankees, put them in a position where he had to perform every night. If he doesn't perform, the Yankees are cooked. That's how much pressure is on Aaron Judge for the most part. There's a couple other guys, but he's the main guy. That's why I think if he does it with the Triple Crown and obviously break the record, it'll be hard for me to look at him, at somebody else and think that they had a better regular season than Aaron Judge has had. And if you look at the stats, and anybody who wants to take a real close look, he leads in almost every offensive category. It's mind-blowing.
And you're including – so this is not like non – for quote-unquote PED years. You're saying period, including Bonds, yep, including McGuire and all those guys.
Yep, including. Go ahead.
I was saying yesterday that, I mean, there's certainly if you take out the years of people, the quote-unquote steroid era, right? I think, Rob, that's unquestioned, that he would have the most impressive season ever. Now, let me ask you this. If he doesn't get the Triple Crown, but everything else you said is, you know, he's still leading in all these other categories, but just doesn't get the Triple Crown, would you still say it was the most impressive season ever
I think it would be up for debate. You would have an argument up for debate. I do. But if he is able to do something that we just haven't seen done, right, I think that's where it becomes an extra special season. And that he might lose the batting title by one percentage point or, you know what I mean,
right,
or a point.
Right.
And if you wanted to have an argument and nitpick and say, well, he didn't get the Triple Crown, but it's by 1 point or half a percentage point, I would still argue with you, but I can't without him officially having the Triple Crown. If you say, no, it's not, or he didn't get the Triple Crown, then you can make a fair argument. But I think it's very important that he does break the record and gets the Triple Crown. And it would be hard for me to argue against the season he's turned in.
And I get that, because when Russell Westbrook, first year, he averaged a triple-double, right, and won the MVP because of it. Had he averaged 9.9 assists, he wouldn't have been the MVP, Rob.
No, he wouldn't have been.
I mean, you know, it does matter. These numbers matter. You hear the cliche. I mean, it's used in football, of course, but it's a game of inches. But these are all world-class athletes. And the difference between a superstar and a bench player is minuscule in the grand scheme of things. And so those things matter. So you're right. Like, the difference between him winning the Triple Crown and not winning the Triple Crown because he was behind the winner, it does matter. It does matter. And like, if he has hit 59 homers, if he has 60, Rob, even if he didn't break the record, that would still be monumental.
Had he hit 59,
it would be monumental,
not as much.
But nobody would be saying it's the greatest season.
No.
Right.
Well,
it would be a great season.
And I think you'd have an argument though.
You would have an argument.
Certainly if you take out Bonds, because 60, if he had the triple crown and 60 homers,
I mean, it would be tremendous, but then you would say, well, he fell short. You know, like you would use the argument, you know, he only hit 60. He was there. If you hit 60, you're in range to hit 62. So that means that at some point you had a period where you didn't hit. You know what I mean? Like that would be held against him. Like we just saw, what do you go, six games, right? I mean, he had that. And if he didn't get it, Chris, as great as he's had a year, people would have soured on his season. You agree or disagree? And I'm not saying they would have said he was a bum.
But he
would have felt like a failure.
No.
He got all the way to the finish line, but he didn't cross it.
No, I agree. Especially when he had several weeks, right, to get it and didn't. Yeah, I agree with that. Here's what I'm going to say, Rob. I will give him, and I hate to even make this differentiation because we both agree that he's not going to be the home run king, you know, single season. It is Bonds.
He doesn't even think he is. He says the number is
and
Barry
I respect
Bonds.
That.
I do too. Aaron Judge plays baseball. He knows how hard it is to hit. I don't care. You know what I mean? And he has respect for Bonds.
Absolutely. And I absolutely respect him saying that because he could come out, Rob, and say it, and he probably catch some heat. But I think a lot of people, Rob, and you know the baseball writers better than me, a lot of people would cheer him on for saying that.
Yeah, well, Roger Maris Jr. said it yesterday. Did you see that?
Yeah,
Which I thought was, and I'm not going to tell him what to say. The moment, do you need to really muddy the water with that? Aaron Judge tied your dad. Why are we talking about that?
I didn't really like it. I didn't really like it. I mean, like you said, he's can have his own opinion, but I didn't really like him going there with that. But I'm going to say this, Rob. If we take away the quote unquote steroid era, I agree with you. Best season ever. Probably just even including the steroid era, say second best season ever. But I'm going to go with Bonds in 01. Go ahead.
No, and people will make their case, and I agree. He will not be unanimous because there are some.
Most people probably would, just because of Bonds is the PED use, people probably want to rob, even though they have to acknowledge the 73 homers, they probably would like to throw that season out and maybe say Judge is having the best year.
Yeah, but I'm saying that, but there are, when it comes to the MVP voting this year, there are the Ohtani fans who, no matter what, are going to say he's the best player. We heard CC Sabathia say it. Remember that?
Right.
Judge is having a great year, but we haven't heard those people recently, have we? I don't think we've heard those people.
I haven't heard as much about Ohtani, who is having a great year. But I'm gonna go with Bonds, Rob. And I get it. You made a great point about the pitching. And just the shifts, and it's harder to get a base hit nowadays. But Bonds did have more, and Bonds only played 153 games that year. Judge is at 151 right now, so it's pretty close as far as their games played. Bonds had more homers, more RBI, although Judge could catch him, and may pass him on that.
And it's one thing. Judge bats leadoff, so that, and I know that's just to start the game.
Right.
But it is a difference with RBIs for guys who bat third or fourth. I mean,
absolutely.
It just is.
Absolutely. I mean, your first time up at bat, if you're, the third or fourth or fifth.
You might
hitter,
have the bases loaded or two guys on.
Right.
I mean, it's a big difference where Judge has nobody on.
Yeah, no, totally. That's fair. But Bonds had more homers, more RBI, more walks. Rob, he might have hit 90 homers if they hadn't walked. He walked 177 times. And you know this. We think we know when he started using steroids, right? Before he started using them, he had a great eye. He used to lead the league in walks routinely. So it wasn't just everybody's pitching away from him. Sure, that was a ton of it because he was hitting so many homers, but he also had a great eye, and he didn't chase foolishness at the plate. So he had, you know, more walks, more, and led the league in that, had a higher batting average, 328, didn't lead the league, wasn't even in the top 10. In all of baseball. I don't know.
But that's what the guys were hitting. You know what I mean? Like the difference, and that's why Judge's average stands out so much. Because you just said it. If you told somebody that Barry Bonds batted 325 and he wasn't in the top 10, how?
Right, right. No doubt. Had a higher on-base percentage, higher slugging, higher OPS, and led the league in all three of those categories. So he didn't lead the league in as much as Judge is this year. But I got to go with Bonds on that one. But this is what we're seeing is tremendous. And I tell you what, Rob, it would be something if the Yankees followed up with a World Series.
Well, if they do that. Well, obviously the voting is going to be before that. But it would be like his crowning year, and it would be – because that's what, you know, if you're a Yankee player, you need to win a World Series. You know, like that's just, that's why Dave Winfield and Steinbrenner, you remember, had a falling out.
Yep.
And he called him Mr. May because he got hit to May.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Let me ask you this. And I know in your personal, your favorite sluggers, he's obviously in your top five. Does this season, because we presume, right, if he stays healthy, he's going to go on and have a great career. He might top 62, 63 homers, whatever he ends up with. He might top that one year, right? So we know that. But for the sake of argument, at this moment, does this put him, do you think, like in the five, not your five, but like, an objective five greatest sluggers ever.
Not yet. He's not there because too many people have way more home runs.
Right. And if he's just average the rest of his career or doesn't, you know, gets hurt again.
You got to put Hank Aaron, Albert Pujols has 700. Do you know what I mean? Like if we were to pick five, he can't be in that five. He just
right.
There's too many
other
guys.
But this is big because, look, he's hit 52 as a rookie. And now he's got 61. Like, I agree with you, but there's an argument. I mean, because obviously you can't base, you know, he doesn't have the longevity. But if he got hurt and say couldn't, you know, finish his career, there would be an argument just based on, man, if he had been able to play, you know what I mean? Because he's got two historic home run seasons. Out of what, 6 years or whatever he's played?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.